I'd like now to welcome Diane Granito. She is the statewide event special events coordinator for the New Mexico Children, Youth, and Families Department, and she's founder of the Heart Gallery. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte. Delighted to be here.
So, the Heart Gallery, we've had you on off and on over the years in the past, and this is a concept that you came up with when you started working for this state agency. What is it?
Well, we have many children in foster care who unfortunately cannot return home to their biological families. And the Heart Gallery is a way to get images of them out there to the world, beautiful images that are donated by the photographers. In New Mexico, they travel all over the state at their own expense and create these beautiful portraits of the children that really capture a little bit of their personality and take them beyond statistics.
So basically, the idea is that these children, especially older children, we're not talking about infants and one-year-olds. We're talking about people who are sometimes 10 or 12 or teenagers who maybe are less, quote-unquote, adoptable. You have professional photographers make portraits of them, and people fall in love with the portraits and then with the children themselves.
Exactly. We have exhibits of the portraits. We have one coming up this weekend. And we have, here in New Mexico, we've been fortunate to receive some funding to have multiple sets of the Heart Gallery around the state. So each state recruiter that's out there looking for families for kids and looking for foster families also, because that's a very important element of this, as the majority of kids are adopted by their foster parents. They all have their own active heart galleries now, so they're getting them out there in churches and malls and places like that. And then we have the, shall we say, higher-end openings, like the one we're having this weekend at the Gerald Peters Gallery, where we have actual framed portraits. They're beautiful. Everyone works together. It's a big team effort for these kids, the photographers, the printer, the framer. You know, everybody works together to succeed in this.
Now, this is an opening that's happening this coming Friday, the 30th of January, from 5:30 to 8 in the evening at the Gerald Peters Gallery, and we'll talk about more details about that in a few minutes.
Right.
It interests me whether, in other words, somebody falls in love with a picture of somebody, with a picture of a young person, then they have them as a foster kid, then they adopt them. Have you found that what they saw initially, like that spark in the portrait, turns out to really have staying power? In other words, what they saw really was that child?
Yes, I would say so quite often. We do training for the families, of course, so they understand where the children come from, you know, what they've been through. Before a child is matched with the family and the family signs an intent to adopt, they receive the child's entire file. So they know ahead of time, you know, what the child's been through, diagnoses, prognoses, all of that ahead of time. And we don't want people to have stars in their eyes, because a portrait of a child can, you know, capture something beautiful in the child, but the child also might have certain issues to deal with. But I've seen some wonderful happy endings. One of the families that I believe is coming on Friday evening is the very first Heart Gallery family, and they saw a portrait of these three sisters, and they saw something in them that said they wanted to add them to their family of six children, and they did, and these children are thriving. You know, it does take some patience to allow the child to learn to trust. That's the main thing, I would say, is these kids have been through so much that it's sometimes hard for them to let go and really trust that this family is there for them no matter what. So they might test boundaries at first, but that what the photographer has captured is really there in the child, or it wouldn't be there in the portrait.
What kind of problems are you talking about? I mean, in their families of origin?
Well, the children were all abused and or neglected to the point where the court decided that they can't go back home. It's not the department, CYFD, that decides that. The court actually, you know, hears evidence over more than a year. And at the end of that time, the court decides whether the child can go back home. Sometimes they go back earlier. The parents can appeal the court's decision, and sometimes they do. But, you know, the court looks at the best interest of the child. That's the underlying rule in all of this.
And then these children are put in the position of having to try to forget their biological parents, whom they grew up with, whatever they did or didn't do to them.
Exactly.
They're still their parents, but they're not allowed to see them, and that's just tough.
Exactly. It is. It's really hard. You know, there's nothing easy about this. From the beginning, from the get-go, it's hard on the children. I mean, unless you have a child who's adopted straight out of the hospital, you know, who doesn't really remember anything. But the kids that we're talking about in particular, these older children, and some of them can be younger if they're in a sibling group. You know, we just placed a sibling group of three kids through one of the events that I do. And, you know, one was a year old, so he won't have as much memory as the oldest child.
Right.
And so they all absorb things in different ways. You know, sometimes the oldest child will get the brunt of the abuse or neglect, in fact. And they often become what we call parentified. They feel very close to and protective of their younger siblings. So, you know, it's very complicated, and oftentimes when kids turn 18, if they haven't been adopted especially, they'll go look for their biological family. It doesn't usually turn out very well, unfortunately.
When they look for them.
Yeah, we had that happen recently with someone that I know, and it was not good.
What happened?
Well, his sister and his brother had both been adopted through the Heart Gallery early on the first year, and he just never was placed. There were, you know, different things that came up. So when he turned 18, he went to Oklahoma to find his family. And the reason the department had removed him from the family was drugs. And they tried to get him involved. His mother and her boyfriend tried to get him involved in all that. And he said, no way, and came back to New Mexico. And so basically, he's one of those kids who has aged out without a family. And I can see the difference between, say, his brother, who was adopted, you know, he was still a teen when he was adopted. He was 13. But he's just doing so well compared to this boy who is kind of floundering because he has no family.
Yeah, I mean, those adolescent years are so very formative.
They are. They really are.
In the kind of adult that you become.
And the self-esteem issues, you can imagine. You know, especially when you have a sibling split, which was required in this case because of dynamics among siblings, but you see, even though they're close, you know, and you see your sister adopted, your brother adopted, and it's kind of like, what am I, you know,
right.
Chopped liver, and
right.
what's wrong with me? And there were actually a lot of inquiries on this child, but none of them turned out to be families that would have been a good match for him and his needs. And we're not allowed to tell them that, so
right.
It's very tricky. So, you know, that makes us push even harder to try to find families for these kids, because it really can make the difference.
We're talking to Diane Granito, and she's with the New Mexico Children, Youth, and Families Department, and she's founder of the Heart Gallery. One thing that's amazing is that this concept of the Heart Gallery has really spread all over the United States.
Yes, it has. We launched a national nonprofit in the summer of 2007. We had 25 of the over 100 groups come here to Santa Fe to celebrate and to set up our board, and we have a huge law firm on board to handle all of the legal elements, and it's terrific. We have, in Florida alone, we have 16 groups now. Some states have multiple groups, and, you know, out of the 46 states that have Heart Galleries, so heartgalleryofamerica.org is our website, and people can go there to learn more about it. And it's all volunteer. You know, we're now
so
that
the photographers are volunteers.
Yeah, the photographers are volunteer. The national nonprofit is all volunteer for now. You know, we've been blessed with a lot of national publicity, and so it's brought in, you know, a lot of support in the form of people starting their own heart galleries and putting the time into that. But we really want to kick it up a notch now, and we have an executive director and a board and all of that. We want to really kick it up a notch because we have almost 120,000 kids in the U.S. that need families out of the over 500,000 in foster care. And, of course, we might not be able to have 119,000 portraits of the kids out there, right. But we need to keep expanding, and we need, I really believe every child deserves to have the benefit of a Heart Gallery portrait. You
know? Why is it that there's so many fewer kids who actually need adoptive families than there are in foster care?
Well, some of them return home, and the majority of them are who become freed for adoption, which again is a process that takes a while, are adopted by their foster parents. So we don't have to find families for them. That's actually the best ending for the kids who are in these situations, because they've already bonded with the family, they know each other, and you know there aren't these surprises or things that might come up that they can't handle. They know already. So that's why there's that difference.
Let's talk about the event that's happening at the Gerald Peters Gallery, which is on Paseo de Peralta here in Santa Fe. There is not only an exhibition of some of the portraits from the Heart Gallery of the children themselves,
yes.
But there's a silent auction of drawings by celebrities.
Yes, and they're...
Drawings by,
by celebrities,
that doesn't
yes.
necessarily mean... That they
run the gamut.
Good.
They run the gamut, but they're all done from the heart. Let's say that. But some of them are fantastic, very inventive. John Voight, for example, drew the Midnight Cowboy himself as the Midnight Cowboy, and wrote something there. I'm just thinking offhand of a few. Glenna Goodacre donated a beautiful study, pencil study from her Women's Vietnam Memorial sculpture. So, of course, that's not a doodle at all.
Right.
And others, you know, Roger Staubach, who's famous as a Dallas Cowboy football player, drew the Hail Mary pass as it would be carried out. You know how they draw the plays on a race, dry erase board. Or
is there a football play called the Hail Mary pass?
Yes, there is. It's called the Hail Mary pass. And so he drew it out with the different players, like the coaches do
right.
before the game, you know, to show. And so people who know football, and that's not
right.
me, I'm sorry to say, I didn't know who Roger Staubach was,
right.
but everyone is very excited about this. And we have the wonderful Don Meredith living right here in Santa Fe, and he was, of course, huge in football, and he did a drawing of a flower, believe it or not. Randy Travis.
Emmylou Harris.
Randy Travis and his wonderful wife, Elizabeth, have always been really supportive of the Heart Gallery. And so Randy did a drawing of a cross up on a hill. You know, he's famous for Three Wooden Crosses, his song. And he actually knows a lot of course, singers. And he got, Brooks and Dunn, Emmylou Harris. And we have some cartoonists, Sandra Boynton, and people like that. And theirs are very, very inventive. Jonathan Richards, his is incredible.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah, it's really, really great.
Our own Jonathan Richards
yes,
here
our
in Santa
own.
Fe. So this is all a silent auction, so people can go and actually bid on these. The silent auction closes at 7:15. The Heart Gallery exhibit continues through February 14th, and so the pictures of the children... If, for example, somebody is drawn to one of the children, these are children who are up for adoption.
Yes, they are. And we'll have information there. I'll be there to talk to people about adoption. In fact, we have quite a few families who've been approved to adopt but haven't been matched with children yet who are attending to see the portraits and talk about that. And they'll be able to, I'm going to leave my card there with notes, and the people will be able to call me, and I'll come across the street. My office is across the street. And I can give people individual tours and sessions, you know, to learn about foster care and adoption also. And
how long have you been doing the Heart Gallery?
Well, since my first day on the job, I went over to the Gerald Peters Gallery my first day on the job, and that was July 2000. We had our first opening in March of 2001.
Oh, okay, and we start. You and I started talking probably in 2003. So this
yes,
has really been.
We've seen
this develop in the most incredible way.
We've been very supportive, and we're very excited because Dutch Public Television just funded an English language documentary, which just wrapped here in Santa Fe. They did all the shooting for it here in Santa Fe, but it's about the Heart Gallery, and it's going to get international distribution.
Oh, we hope to see it here.
Yeah, I hope we do, too. It's very touching, I think. So.
And one thing before I wanted to also say is some of the early adopters were the photographers themselves.
Yes, we've had two right here in Santa Fe. Jackie Matei and Virginia Stark fell for their subjects and adopted them. We've had others around the country. We've had one Heart Gallery organizer in Texas just adopted her third Heart Gallery teen that she fell for while she was organizing. And, you know, once you meet these kids and know these kids, it's easy to see, you know, why that can happen. And we're just hoping, for my part of it, I focus on, of course, on the portraits and the children. The funds that are raised, which, you know, are through going to be through donation or the silent auction, go directly to the kids through the foundation for things like computers and, you know, things like that, for things that normally they couldn't get. And also they, of course, do help with Heart Gallery things and events and things like that. But my focus is the portraits, the kids.
Diane Granito is the statewide special events coordinator for the New Mexico Children, Youth, and Families Department. She's the founder of the Heart Gallery. If you would like to find out more details, you can give her a call at 476-1045 in the area code 505 here in Santa Fe. And once again, the event Art from the Heart is happening on Friday, the 30th of January, and that's from 5:30 to 8 at the Gerald Peters Gallery on Paseo de Peralta in Santa Fe. Diane, thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thank you so much. Your support has been invaluable over the years.
Thank you. We're going to take a little break right now, and when we come back, we'll be speaking to Linda Siegel. Stay tuned to KSFR.